Okay, it's on now.
Very good?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Today is Friday, March 29th, and the time is 3:01 p.m. We're convened at the Provo City School Board of Education, and we're meeting at 1591 North Jordan Avenue in Provo, Utah, and we will begin with the roll call. And I'm Jennifer Partridge, Vice President.
Gina Hills, Board Member.
Melanie Hall, Board Member. Lisa Boyce, Board Member.
Will Widener, Student Member.
Max Joyner, Student Member.
Jared Sainz, Elementary Education.
Daryl Jensen, Secondary Education.
Jason Cox, Deputy Superintendent.
Doug Finch, Student Services.
Terry McCabe, Board Member.
Meg Van Wagen, Board Member.
Devin Daly, Business Administrator.
Wendy Dow, Superintendent.
Is there a motion to begin our business meeting?
I move we begin our business meeting.
Thank you. Motion made by Board Member Van Wagenen. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Roy.
You just moved to convene.
I was waiting.
I know, I'm all anxious.
Nope,
I
all right,
convene.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we are now in our business meeting, and we are going to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
You please stand and join me facing the flag on the projection. Please repeat the pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, we are going to begin with our business items, which is item number 5 on our agenda, consideration to approve the Independence High School Land Trust Amendment. And quick little summary, can we turn that to Daryl?
Sure.
Or Wendy, turn
it to
Daryl,
are you going to do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
Independence High School had planned to use their excess in their land trust plan for salaries and benefits for instructional aides or teachers. Those were able to be covered by other funds. They just want to make an amendment to their plan and use that excess money to help their inner computer lab by buying some Chromeboxes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve this item?
I move that we approve the Independence High School Land Trust Amendment as discussed in study session.
Okay, thank you. Motion made by Board Member Boyce. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hales. Is there any further discussion to the motion?
Is there paperwork that they have to file to formally amend it? Or?
Yeah, they have the paperwork. It's just a matter of us going in now and approving that on the land trust site.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. All right, next item on the agenda is consideration to approve our large purchase request for the Centennial Painting Project. And we'll turn that to Devin for a recap.
This is for the project to repaint the interior of Centennial Middle School, final touch construction. Actually in the process of painting and should be finished in the next few weeks. It will be paid for out of their school's capital funds and part of Kyle's capital reserve for painting.
And that is the district maintenance department?
Correct, sorry,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, do we have a motion to approve this item?
I move that we approve the large purchase request in the amount of $91,310 for the Centennial Painting Project as discussed in our study session.
Okay. Motion made by Board Member Hall. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Van Wagenen. Is there any further discussion to the motion?
Just want to make sure they're good with the paint colors before they paint it. That's it.
What is the process for going through something like that?
I think that each building administrator gets to choose the paint colors that they would like.
Okay.
So I don't know that there is a palette that we give them of paints to choose from. I think that the principal is given that ability to choose.
Okay. I happened to be there earlier this week, and they showed me their little swatches that they'd done a mock-up on the wall, which I sent to you guys to see. I was with the custodian and one other employee, and we were talking about it, and the blue was looking a little purple next to the maroon. You'd hate to like go through a whole paint job, right, and have that result. So I don't know if there's a way that someone could just follow up and make sure they've really looked into like final colors before they do an entire building. But as was discussed earlier about other things, we just want to make sure on big purchases that the money is well spent, right?
Correct.
And they're okay with that.
We don't want to micromanage.
I'm totally fine with that. I just want to make sure that the right people have looked at it before we pay $91,000.
Daryl, will you just verify with Brooke Ann that she's happy with her paint colors?
Yes, and I do have a sample if you want to look at it.
We have one.
We saw it. Yes.
Okay.
That's why they're concerned.
Yes. I will visit with her, and I'll visit with the painters and make sure that that's the direction we want to go.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion on this item? All right. All those in favor with aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously. All right, number 7, consideration to approve large purchase request for the Chromebook replacement.
Okay, so this is just our annual replacement of 3,600 Chromebooks that will be checked out to freshmen, I believe.
Some elementary schools
and some incoming freshmen for this year. So it's just, we generally do about 3,600 a year.
We have a motion to approve. I move that we approve the large purchase request in the amount of $1,006,200 for Chromebook replacement as discussed in study session. All right, motion made by Board Member Boyce. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hales. Any discussion to the motion?
Did I see that this is the Chromebooks as well as
my license?
Yes,
so that's the licensing. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion?
This is something we already budget for, right?
Correct. Yep, this is in the budget already.
All right. All those in favor with aye?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Item number 8, consideration to approve our business administrator appointment. So as we discussed at the beginning of our morning study session today, the board has appointed Devin Daly, who was serving as our interim business administrator, is now our official business administrator. And excited to have you, Devin. Do we have a motion to approve this?
I move that we approve the appointment of Devin Daly as business administrator.
Okay. Motion made by Board Member Hales. Is there a second?
Second
by Board Member Hall. Hales and Hall. Any discussion to our motion?
I'm just excited to have you on board full time.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Any other discussion?
I just want to say how lucky I feel like we are because of your experience and how much time you've spent here and how well you understand the complexities of school finance, and anyway, thank you for your willingness to do this job.
Thank you.
I'll just add, thank you for your commitment to Provo City School District all those years too. So,
okay.
I just want to add for the public who may be watching that I can only speak for myself. I really do believe that Devin is the best business administrator for our district, and that I have all the confidence in the world in her, and that I think we're. As I say, we're getting a bargain. I don't know what a bargain means, but you're hopefully being well compensated. But we are very excited to have you, and you are the most qualified person, I believe, for this position in our district.
Thank you.
I think I'm supposed to say something too, because everybody else is. But all I'm going to say is
get
ditto, but everybody else said.
Yes, we discussed as a board, we all feel very, very good about it, so very confident. So, okay. Yes, okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And we will be sending out a statement to our district about it. So, all right, do we have a motion to adjourn our business meeting?
I move that we adjourn our business meeting.
Motion made by Board Member Hales, and we are adjourned. And everybody have a great spring break.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. We did it!
That was a 12-minute.